Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Welcome to the 2010 draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. I am Justin Pawlowski, just welcoming you to another year of extensive draft coverage. That's what we're going to do right here at JoeBucksFan.com. I appreciate you forking over the dough. I know $10 is so much money. Yet if you're a draft junkie like me, you're going to end up spending about $40-$50 on magazines anyway. So why spend that money on those crappy magazines that were written 2 months ago when you can get up-to-date information on a daily basis right here at JoeBucksFan.com? $10, all it takes, and it's going to be an exciting ride. This is, and you hear things like this every year. We've never seen a draft like we are going to see this year. There's never been the amount of talent in a draft that there is this year. Oh, we hear that every year. Oh, the draft is always loaded. This year's different. With the CBA up, this might be the last year that some of these players are going to get buku bucks in the draft, which is why we saw 53 players come out early. 53 early entries to the draft. That is an NFL record, and that's a lot of talented players, juniors, redshirt sophomores, coming out and joining the draft this year, which is going to make this draft all that much more important to every team in the National Football League, including the Buccaneers, who Mark Domenech has come out and said that the way they're going to build this team is not through free agency, but the draft. So that's why this draft is so gosh darn important to your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What you're going to find here at JoeBucksFan.com is extensive draft coverage with a Buccaneer twist. When I give my player rankings and I rank the top 10 running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, whatever position it might be, I'm not going to just give you positives and negatives on a player. This isn't going to be just like going to any draft website. If you're a Buccaneer fan, this draft website is for you. I'm going to tell you why the Bucs should or should not. Actually, I'm going to do it for both, for every player. I'm going to tell you why the Bucs should draft a player, why the Bucs should not draft that same player. That gives you the positives and why that player might fit the Buccaneers' needs. I'll also give you some negatives and why that player won't fit the Buccaneers' needs. This is why this draft coverage is so much different and so much better than any draft coverage you're going to find around. Mock drafts, my initial mock draft has already come out. I will break down what I decided with the Buccaneers picks coming in my next mock draft, which will be in a day or so. So make sure you come back and look for that one as well. But my initial mock draft is already up. My next mock draft will come out Following the combine, I'll come out with my next one, and I'll try and update it for you every 2 to 3 weeks. If you do it every week, just not a lot of things are going to change every week. That's why I'm going to be coming out with player profiles, with player rankings. We're going to do podcasts every Wednesday. We're going to do an email podcast. You can email me your questions, NFLDraft@620WDAE.com. That's NFLDraft@620WDAE.com. Those emails come straight to me, and I'm going to answer each of your questions on our podcast every Wednesday here at JoeBucksFan.com. So make sure you get your questions in for that. There's a lot of questions revolving around this draft. I'm also going to have the commissions board and what the commissions board is. And if you followed my draft coverage in the past, we used to call it the Blitz board, now the commissions board. And for the time being, it's going to be the top 50 players until we enter the month of April, I believe, is when I'm going to expand it. I've already gotten my ideas of the top 100 players in the draft, but I don't want to overwhelm you quite yet. Top 50 players, and you could just see the players themselves. We've got two websites. We're working hand-in-hand with 620WDAE.com this year. That's for the average draft fan. Right here at JoeBucksFan.com is for the hardcore draft fan. And you're going to see that same commissions board, the top 50 players, regardless of position, you're going to see right here at JoeBucksFan.com, but in a much more detailed fashion in which I tell you why I have that player ranked where I have them. So we're going to have that coming out. That'll be updated on a bi-weekly, maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. Mock draft will be updated every 2 to 3 weeks. Player rankings, we're going to have that. I'm going to do a couple of stories coming out with the combine, some players that need to go and have good combines. And it's not just about having a great overall combine. I'm going to tell you why a player needs to do well in interviews with teams, and why another player needs to do well in the drills fashion, and why another player might, the 40 time might be important to one specific player. I'm going to give you a couple players at each of the combine workouts that it's going to be like. Let's give you an example. What player needs to have a good performance weighing in? You don't really consider that at the combine. I'd say Terrence Cody is one of those guys. I'm gonna break all of that down for you coming up next week once we get closer to the combine. And then, of course, after the combine, we'll tell you some of the winners and losers. We'll also keep you up to date on the pro days as well. For generic draft news, there's rumors that come out every day. Some we believe, some we don't, some we follow, some we don't. I'm going to post as many rumors as I can over on our other website. We're working hand-in-hand once again, 620WDAE.com, keyword draft. That's where you're going to find rumors, news, and notes that come out every day, much more of a daily basis. There, actually updating that multiple times throughout the day, just to keep up to date with what's going on. And then, of course, the hardcore draft knowledge gets kicked right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Remember, later this week, we'll talk about the Buccaneers picks, what I decided when I went down and did my mock draft, why I decided to go with certain players for them. Obviously, coming out this weekend will be our initial commissions board. Once again, top 50 players in the draft. Next week, we'll break down the combine. After the combine, we will recap the combine for you. That's all right here. Remember, get your email questions in. Email me, NFLDraft at 620WDAE.com. And as we always say with the NFL Draft, one thing we have to remember is that you can never give up hope. You never know. The Buccaneers 3-13, they could draft two Hall of Famers. Hey, remember, they did in 1990, what is it, five? Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks all in 1 year. That could happen. So make sure you keep the faith and you keep believing. The Buccaneers could find themselves, with our fingers crossed, a couple of Hall of Famers in this draft. Thanks again for joining us again for our draft coverage, and keep coming right here to JoeBucksFan.com. Don't stop.
Baseball fans, gear up for the 2010 Rays season with FanFest, presented by Metro PCS. Saturday, February 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tropicana Field. Admission and parking are free. Tour the Rays clubhouse. Snag an autograph with Rays players after a $20 donation to Haiti Relief or the purchase of 2010 Rays season tickets. And sign up for a chance to sing the national anthem at a Rays game, plus much more. For details, visit RaysBaseball.com.